Welcome to the My Name is Human or 2.io podcast brought to you by MyNameIsHumanPod.com. My name is Human Hazy.
My name is Human Kangi.
And my name is Human Snoke.
And we have, I don't know what he is, but he's with us today. Meta, welcome back to the pod. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me back.
Of course. How's your YouTube channel going? And how's the puppy?
The YouTube channel is going good, really great. Just hit 2,500, which is crazy for me.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. So yeah, that's amazing. Struggling still always to find time. I'm trying to get, I think, 3 videos out a week is the goal, but I'm still struggling around 2 at the moment. But yeah, enjoying every minute of it. The puppy, not so much.
keeping you on your toes or keeping you awake?
Both. Yeah, I have a 15-week-old beagle. And it's like having a baby again, so regrets, I have a few, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Cooper, right?
That's right, Cooper, yeah.
I remembered.
Well, hopefully if Earth 2 goes well, Cooper can be one of those very pampered beagles that I'll see in like glamping photos.
Yeah.
His own custom-made clothes.
If he didn't already have a name, I think I would have called him Shane. If he didn't,
that's gonna be my next dog's name, Shane.
I don't know if you want that name to dominate your home life as much as it's dominating your YouTube channel already.
I can tell him how bad he is. It's like, Shane, you're a bad boy.
My brother's name is Shane, and like the Earth 2 Shane, he doesn't communicate well either.
Like texting a man in a room by yourself. It's terrible. Now that we've brought Meta in, I do want to talk about some of the big news that has kind of dominated the Gen Chat, or at least been a big part of it over the last couple days, which is we've had a number of fairly high profile accounts that have been frozen. Definitely some names that folks, if you're in the marketplace a lot, shopping for new properties, some of these folks you would definitely see near the top regularly of every country.
Well, especially since they've been frozen for like 2-3 weeks. So the tile prices have been increasing and their prices haven't been increasing. So they naturally float to the top,
right?
Because they can't adjust their prices.
Exactly. So, you know, I honestly, this is pretty new information for me. I mean, certainly accounts being frozen and properties being frozen isn't new, but this particular wave is new. And, you know, I don't know a whole lot about this. And actually it was Meta who kind of brought this to my attention. So I wanted to leave the show and kick it to Meta and just ask simply, do you know what is going on?
Yes. Yeah, so my understanding of it is obviously we know that there's been a number of accounts frozen. And by frozen, I mean, they can still log into their account, I believe. That's not a problem. They can't make withdrawals, they can't buy anything, and they can't sell anything. So it's like being stuck in one of those comas where you know what's going on around you, but you can't communicate with anything. So so they're seeing all these bids coming in that they desperately want to accept and counter, and they can't do anything like that. And like you say, a huge mix of different people. There is a Discord group specifically for people that are frozen. And when you look at the people that are in there and the amount of money that's frozen in accounts, I think there's over $300,000 worth across just 9 or 10 accounts. So these are not, you know, these are not small accounts of somebody that's put $50 in and then has tried to hack somebody. And these are people that have been in the game often for months, since maybe December, January time. And typically they're people that have got maybe a background in sniping, picking up cheap properties, but not always. It seems like there's a few in there that have got maybe slightly different stories as well. So I know it's a massive frustration. And I know that they've been waiting for 5 weeks, 6 weeks with zero reply from support. So
right. Yeah,
and you if said it were they, me, I'd be going mad, yeah.
You said they've contacted support via the ticket method. They've tried to talk to the devs and absolutely zero communication.
lots of messages to Thomas, and it always kicked back saying, it's on the, we're looking at it, you're in a queue, essentially.
Yeah, and that's their standard response. And it's like I kind of said earlier, it's like they think if they just ignore it, it'll go away, but it's not going to go away. And to me, this is just kind of in line with the big problems that the only problem I really have with Earth 2 is how they communicate. Everything else I'm okay with, but just their general attitude towards resolving problems via email or communication, they don't do it.
Well, I think one thing that's, you know, interesting to consider is how important the community is going to be to the success of the game. You know, we've referenced back to the Jawad Khan interview many times where he stated as much. But in these moments, in these months or weeks where we don't really have any new news, you know, what is that community going to do? They're going to continue to communicate, build relationships. And so all of these high, you know, relatively high profile accounts being frozen, you can't just sweep that under the rug. Mm. There's, you know, these people are in private discords. They're in communication with a lot of people who are actively using the game. So, you know, I'm not saying one way or the other whether the accounts should have been frozen, because with that lack of explanation, we really don't know. You know, we're left.
Yeah. And I mean, and there has been some digging into the accounts. And I mean, there has been some suspect activity on some of the accounts. I wouldn't say all of the accounts, but there's definitely been some kind of shady behavior on some of the accounts where you could kind of understand it, which is fine. Freeze the account, investigate it, resolve the problem. Either remove the account totally, so those properties aren't staying at the top of the leaderboard, or undo them so they can start resuming business. And they need to actually just do something instead of just leaving those people in limbo. It's not fair to them, and it's not fair to the rest of the people that are trying to buy properties when they go to the. It's a frustrating process to go, oh, what a great price, I'm going to buy that property. You click buy now, this account is frozen. It's super frustrating.
Yeah. And I know one of the guys had an issue where they did pick up a property that was mislisted. So the seller had accidentally listed it at cost price, the price they'd paid for it. And it was obviously picked up quickly. And for me, there's two issues. The first issue is E2 have put this restriction of 10 minutes in. So Sniper, bot, whatever it might be, is selling within 10 minutes, right? It makes no difference. If you can't take it off the market, somebody's going to buy it. It doesn't matter if it's bought in 1 second or 1 minute. But that person contacted the person that had bought it, immediately gave it back to them, and the account still got reported, and that person got frozen. So they've done everything they possibly could do, the right thing. And now, of course, it's been 5 weeks, and you go, well, I gave it back on the same day, and it was their mistake in the first place. Where does the line stop? You know, if it was blockchain, end of conversation, you made a mistake. You know, if I send some Bitcoin to the wrong wallet, who am I talking to get it reversed? Not an option, is it? And I think that anyone that does mislist, I think hacking is very, very different. If your account's been hacked, of course it needs to be looked into and fixed. If you've mislisted and somebody bought it, as tough as it may sound, you made the mistake, right? If you're lucky enough to get it back, you're lucky, but you've got no right to get it back. I don't think.
Well, I mean, in that scenario, though, the one problem I have is, like, we don't know that that's the why. You know, that's this user who's been frozen seeking explanation through months of transactions, probably thousands of different transactions that person's made. And that sticks out, but who knows, right? I mean...
The other thing is we're seeing one side of the story. We're seeing the person who got suspended story. We don't know the whole picture. So they could be just blowing smoke up your butt. I mean, they could just be trying to make themselves look good to save face when the reality is they've been doing nefarious things.
That's it. Yeah, they're at the orphanage giving a charity donation, and their account got suspended. That was the story I heard. Yeah. While helping an old lady across the road. I don't know. People do make stuff up. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out, because, you know, with frozen accounts is one thing, but the tiles that they purchased, it's like, how do those re-enter the water supply? Yeah, this is a model of Earth. So those lands can't just be, you know, removed, so to speak. That place on the planet truly does exist. So, you know, like the Argentina plot that's been hanging around for for months now at the top of the class one listed. When that gets unfrozen, what exactly is going to happen with it?
Who's, you know, I should almost thing? Just put a bit, a one cent bid on that. So when it, my bid is declined, I know that it's open and I can go grab it.
There you go. There you go. Try to use Walker's experience too.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. So I know that's a kind of a frustrating experience. So I want to actually talk about Shane's tweet a little bit, his most recent one, because Meta, if I'm not mistaken, you actually tweeted about it as well. And
he not only tweeted about it, he did a video on it yesterday.
That is true. So I'm going to read it out real quick. It's Earth 2 virtual MasterCards are here, and we will start offering them to users who experience problems withdrawing to their standard card. They can be used anywhere online where MasterCard is accepted. Physical cards are coming with perks on the agenda. More coming in this space. So, Meta, what are your thoughts on that?
So, yeah, like as you mentioned, I did a video on it yesterday, but I think I've got a little bit more perspective as well, just from looking into it a little bit more. So, my first gut feel, feeling when I saw it was a disappointment. You know, I don't know hide that. I thought it was going to be something really new, innovative, something a little bit different. And something that was going to get the attention of people outside of Earth 2 that maybe hadn't heard of it, but suddenly heard of this really cool card. You know, you saw it with things like the Revolut card, right? It was innovative. No one had ever seen anything like that before. So I'd hoped it was going to be that. But I do appreciate that Earth 2 isn't in the banking space. They're probably not going to be breaking ground in payments, to be fair. So maybe my expectation was set too high. So when I saw this, I think, look, if it solves the problem of withdrawals, genuinely solves it, if you can create an online account, get a virtual card within 60 seconds, and you can withdraw within 20 minutes, fantastic. I think it's a really, really good thing to have in the game. I'm just a bit disappointed that it doesn't do more. The main reason I'm disappointed is because I'm not planning on withdrawing.
Right.
So it's like a benefit to come in, and I'm like, oh, great. Oh, I'm never going to use it. Well, I'm not going to use it for the foreseeable future. So maybe if I was wanting to withdraw and in and out all the time, I'd be more excited about it, but I'm a hodler. So.
But what if they have like rewards for tile purchases? Will you get the card then?
I'll get one anyway.
Okay.
Sure.
Right. Just, yep.
I can't not have one.
Yeah. And to me, it is a good thing that they're trying to solve the withdrawal problem. I mean, although to be honest, it's been getting better over the last month. But there are still people that say they're having issues. I mean, I know Kangi had an issue with his most recent one. So just having that option available is a good thing. But for me, it's just another deflection on not communicating the other things that need to be communicated. Is it a big deal? Yeah, but it's like they talk about it, and they just ignore every other thing. And that's my problem. I really want them to start talking to us more. And maybe I'm asking too much. Maybe I'm expecting too much. But they also set that expectation because they were communicating. They were making announcements regularly. Shane was coming into the Discord regularly. And for the last month, it's been radio silence, and that's frustrating.
Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead,
Meta.
I was just going to say, had that card message came out, and it was followed with, the reason we're doing this is so that we can get as many people onto the platform as possible so that we're ready to launch phase two in the next 8 to 12 weeks. If they just added that on the back or something, just acknowledging this is why we're doing it. We're doing it because we don't want to get hyper growth. We don't want to get more people in until this is resolved. But we are thinking about the next step. But like you say, at the moment, it just seems like, let's just forget the entire conversation about Essence being launched or about the jobs going onto the careers page that didn't happen or whatever it might be. And then just a random tweet about a card with no context as to what that means for everybody. I think that was what was missing for me from the message.
Yeah. And I tweeted about that job thing because he said 5 weeks ago, look for this coming in several weeks. So I tweeted, I'm like, well, it's been 5 weeks. Can we get an update?
Yeah, well, and that's an instance in which we were given, you know, some sort of time frame rather than soon, which I believe is part of the issue here, is that when soon is often the very gray sort of elastic measure of time for these things, and then that measure of time varies, right? Soon sometimes means a week. Well, in the case of the announcement made in mid-April in which Essence was delayed, Shun means I don't know, what do we have, 5 weeks? So
yeah,
you know, as far as the card, you know, I think any way that folks can withdraw is potentially positive. That's, you know, to Meta's point, if folks can get a card fairly quickly and withdraw their money within, you know, the hour, I think that there's a lot to be said about that. And anybody that's been on the Facebook page or the Reddit page knows that they really need to ameliorate some community toxicity there, and maybe paying some folks will do that. But ultimately, I do think it's a deflection. And anytime we see a tweet from Shane that doesn't have to do with phase two, he's going to be accused of that.
Yeah.
You know, I can see how this could be like almost like for people that haven't heard of Earth 2 and they're looking into it, if they see they have a card, like their own card for money withdrawals, I think it could be more less,
sketchy.
Yeah, less sketchy. Yeah. And it could make them invest more and have more people come. But again, I saw this posted where someone said that this is a backstep for Earth 2 and not actually addressing real issues that are in Earth 2.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that when folks, a lot of our folks, you know, a lot of our fellow users are very crypto focused and DeFi focused. So this sort of fiat currency notion is not necessarily going to be greeted excitedly, I don't think. But, and I did notice too, as somebody that has only ever had conventional bank cards, that it is like an anywhere online card. I don't think, you know, I think Robinhood's is similar, where I don't know that we would actually get like a physical Earth card to begin, at least, but it sounds like that's in the works, hopefully. So yeah, interesting stuff in the payment space for sure.
Definitely. And I know a lot of these cards as well, because somebody messaged me, I forget who it was, I'm going to give him a shout, it was Crepo. So Crepo messaged me about the card that he has, and he has a Skrill card. I'm not familiar with Skrill, but they're essentially a very, very similar payment system. And he was saying also that he can do all the crypto transactions through that. I guess a bit like Revolut, because I know you can buy crypto through Revolut, although it's slightly different because it's not actually crypto, is it? It's something else that looks like crypto. But I think that maybe there is the possibility now that some of these virtual cards can do direct bank transfers. So that was a concern. You know, can you take it immediately from your, you know, your E2 card to your bank to pay your rent each month? So if it is a more advanced card and you can buy crypto through it, or it's integrated some of that, maybe it does solve a lot more problems. So I don't want to be too hasty on the judgment, but
right.
Yeah, until it directly benefits me and allows me to mine
essence.
Right. Right. Yeah. If it doesn't benefit Meta, then it's not a very good improvement. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I have that attitude.
I feel the same way. I mean, it's all about me.
Exactly. Yeah.
So speaking of doing good stuff for the community, we have a community event this weekend. Thomas, the community manager, I do that with a little bit of sarcasm, and everyone knows why, so I'm not going to get into that here. He's going to be doing a Earth 2 NFT card event where they're basically, I think it's developer cards, probably Thomas, probably Shane, probably Wolfgang, where the two competing sites are actually working together on this live stream with Thomas. So it's cool that he's engaging with the community, but maybe he should be doing it more with the actual community in Facebook, in Reddit, in Twitter, on Discord, rather than a once every 2 month type of event. To me, a community manager is managing the community. He's active in the community. And if he has other roles, then he needs to not be the community manager anymore. So Snoke, tell me what you think about this event and kind of what your thoughts are.
You know, I am excited because it is like the first thing that is coming that from Earth 2 that it's been in a while, like any kind of live stream. But I agree. I think it should be something more relatable to Earth 2, not just the trading cards. I think I think it's cool that they are engaging with the NFTs, and I know Shane actually put out a tweet a couple days ago talking about how
his, like the charity component, which is awesome.
That is awesome. And so I think they might bring that into it a little bit as well on that community event. But I agree. I think it would be a little bit more beneficial if they actually had either these once a month that actually talked about Earth 2 stuff instead of just, oh, yeah, we're going to come up with this, and it's E2 trading cards. What do you think, Kangi?
Yeah, I mean, I agree that doing it for charity is fantastic, and I love seeing some sort of outward, some true outreach to the community that's outside of the Discord. I just wish I saw, to Hazy's point, more presence from Thomas and other staff in the Discord. It just feels sort of like a ship without a rudder at times, especially in times when the unpaid mods are busy living their lives, presumably. The other thing that I was thinking is, and this kind of dovetails with our commentary on the lack of announcement, a bit of an indictment that we're going to be able to get NFTs from some third party while people are still waiting for their Easter egg NFTs from like 6 weeks ago.
I mean,
so where are those at?
Meta has an NFT.
Did you get yours?
No, I didn't get mine. I have two on the way, apparently. But even on the profile, right? I mean, how hard?
No,
is
I mean,
temporary. Just give me a little egg on, or some a little tiny little graphic on my profile that has an egg. That's
what
I want.
Yeah, I like talking. You actually have another NFT though. You have a card with your beautiful mug on it.
I've got more than one.
You sold them short.
Yeah.
We've got a real celebrity here.
If there's an NFT, go and put me on it. I think I'm on two, with a third one rumored to come out at some point. But
yeah,
I think I love the NFT card projects. I think they're really, really cool.
Well, we're actually going to have one for the pod, and Kangi's going to be an interesting NFT. I will say that.
Yeah.
I'm alarmed.
I wasn't overly familiar with this Thomas thing, so I've seen some talk about it. So it's not an E2 NFT, right? It's who's building it, who's designing it?
The two E2 card sites, both.
They're
of them.
Coming together, and then so why is Thomas involved? They've kind of just asked him to be involved in promoting it, or
don't know.
Being on it, we don't know.
Yeah,
I guess we'll find out on the stream.
Yeah, or maybe we need to talk to. We need to bring Zeus on or something and get more insight.
Yeah, I've seen the announcements about it, but I just wasn't quite sure why Thomas was involved. It didn't seem like something that Thomas would naturally be involved in.
And I know for that type of thing, typically he would have to have approval from Shane.
Right.
Because I've asked to interview Nathaniel before, and he said he would love to, but Shane would have to approve it. Shane's a little bit he doesn't want people talking.
Do you want me to drop him a call and have a chat with him, see what I can do?
Yeah, please. I know he's a fan of yours. I've heard directly from the man himself. Shane said Meta's the man.
It's true. I heard he bought a t-shirt as well from the merch store. Available if anyone wants to check that out.
But until he gets the coffee cup, then he's nothing.
This is true. Oh, I should have my coffee cup. It's over there. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a cool cup, man. I asked if you'd give me one, but you're like, no, it costs too much.
I'm not paying those crazy prices.
Dude, what are friends for?
It's a bargain. It's a bargain. Everyone should have one.
Like $25?
What? Don't worry about it.
Well, speaking of money, I'm going to steal your intro here because it's kind of appropriate here, Snoke. But some people that have a lot of money and are putting a lot of money into the game are the South Koreans.
Yes, indeed.
I know I have gone from 30K to 70K invested in the game in the last month, 5 weeks. And I would say half of that comes because South Koreans keep buying my properties. So thank you South Korea. And so what, you know a little bit more about this, Meta, so why don't you kind of tell us why this is happening and what's going on here?
Yeah, so I know a little bit. So I guess related to the YouTube channel, I wanted to make sure I was reaching out to as many people as I could. One, because I want to grow the channel. And secondly, because I think that there isn't enough international content out there at the moment. So I started putting Korean, Italian, Spanish, Russian subtitles and captions on every single video that I did. I started to see more and more Koreans. Every single day, I was getting two or three people that were clearly Korean, you know, their username was in Korean, subscribing to the channel. So I was talking to somebody else in Discord, and they said to me, you should speak to this guy called Sean. And he is, I think he's in Korea. I'm not 100% sure, but he's definitely Korean. He's a big part of the E2 Korean community. And he was one of the guys that actually kicked off and helped E2 go viral in Korea. So I kind of been chatting with him over Facebook, just saying, what's it all about? What's the feeling over there? And I think they're all really, really excited about it. They've had a metaverse, kind of a metaverse, a big MMO game called, I did write it down, Lineage. I haven't heard of Lineage.
Okay.
I'm going to have to write that down.
Yeah. Almost 10 billion invested in it. And so they're massively into it. But from their point of view, it's very, very much seen as an investment, not a game. And you know, Sean was telling me that there's so much fear of missing out. They've seen the crypto space grow. They've seen the NFT space grow. And they're getting on board now thinking this could be the next big thing. So it's more from a kind of FOMO of missing out on the investment than it is necessarily an interest in playing a metaverse game.
Well, I like the way they think. I mean,
yeah.
At the end of the day, while we are interested in the game aspect, I think all of us are also interested in making money.
Moon.
To the moon.
You know, that's one way that I started with Earth 2 myself is because I don't want to miss the opportunity like I did with Bitcoin a couple of years ago, so I could see that.
Yeah, and one thing that's interesting is even today, I mean, I think that Seoul 2 in Latvia got a lot of attention. You know, that mega city sold at the same time that Joker's was going on in Vanuatu. But today we've had, last I checked, it was like 35,000 tiles sold in Georgia in the last few hours. So I talked to Hazy about it before the show, and it sounds like that too. South Korean community.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of South Korean flags when I put my 69 down.
That's your adult resort, the year of your birth.
The year of my birth. That's right. Don't forget that.
Yeah. We have to mention that because that's, you know, plausible deniability.
Right. And it's not an official mega city until I put that down. So you're welcome, South Korea. I have made it official.
Yeah. So while we're still talking a little bit about money, you know, one thing that the community is really focused on right now is passive income from the tiles. Meta, what are some of your thoughts on different ways that we could make a passive income based off our tiles or resources or anything?
So yeah, I agree. I think it's, like you say, it's one of the reasons that people want to get invested, right? You want to be earning money while you sleep, and you want to make sure that you've got that long-term investment. So obviously in the short term, that you got the flipping side of things, but that's not really passive. That's quite active. You know, that's an option there. But when you look at the possibilities, I think there's a couple of big key areas that you look at. I mean, renting out your tiles is definitely going to be an option. And I think we'll see more of that. And at the moment today, it seems like who are you going to rent your $1.50 Djibouti tile to? Who's going to rent that? And that's
South Koreans.
They'll just buy you out entirely.
That's true. Yeah.
So I think you know what? Absolutely, that the renting element is a possibility. As tile prices go up, you know, should we ever hit $100 a tile across every country, which isn't implausible, it could happen. Someone could easily come in and say, well, I'll pay you $1 a month to own a plot. And if you own 50,000 tiles, all of a sudden that's not bad going, right? So that's a big one. The other big one is obviously the advertising revenue side of things. And I was watching Willie Malik's stream the other day. Big shout out to Willie. I kind of watch Willie Malik's stream almost every single day at the moment. It's how I kind of relax in the evening. And somebody put on there a much, much better example of advertising just with the 2D tile maps. So at the moment, we just get the little pop-ups, don't we, that come through. And everyone hates them because they just get in the way, especially on mobile. You can't see what you're doing. You keep clicking it by accident.
Yeah, you know, I've kind of grown to dislike you because I keep seeing your name pop up.
I know. Even I'm growing to dislike me because I keep seeing my name pop up. But someone did a mock-up that was essentially graphics on top of the tiles, which makes complete sense because then the bigger the plot you have, the bigger your advert. So it's basically like a billboard. So if you own a big 750, you can put the big, you know, a Coca-Cola logo smack bang on the middle of it. And then you actually, it doesn't interfere with the map. It kind of gives it a little bit more context to it. And it looks nice on the map because it's actually becomes part of the landscape. Right. And you get rewarded for big tile plots. You've got one tile. You're probably going to get a little, I don't know what advert you're going to get on a little one tile. So I love that concept of it. Now, obviously, that's not going to work maybe so well on a 3D map. But
we have to remember that the map we see right now is not the map we're going to be playing that game on.
Right.
So
right.
like you're saying, a billboard now would look terrible because it takes up all the tile space. But when you're looking at, say, like the terrain video we've seen, if you plop a billboard down on a 10x10 square there, it would actually probably look pretty cool.
Yeah.
So yeah. There's one other way I think we can make passive income besides what you talked about, renting and the advertisement, and that's the resources.
Right.
Mm.
Selling user to user, having someone mine the resources for you while you're sleeping, and you give them a percentage of that, and you get to sell the remainder in the marketplace. Yeah. So that's a third option on how we're going. And I think there's going to be more options. For example, Odyssey site, people doing creative things. That's not really a passive income, but it's another way to earn income.
Yeah. And I think there's one other massive one, I think, that is going to probably be the biggest income. And that's going to be people using whatever you build on your tiles. So yeah. if you build a casino on your tiles and it just sits there and it's ready to go. I read one, it was about Decentraland actually. And someone had designed like an escape room type game where you had three teams, 50 players per team. You'd all pay your 50 mana or whatever to go in. And it was essentially a VR escape room. You had to solve clues. And if the first one to get out got a cut of the price. And obviously, if you own that plot, it just sits there. There's no maintenance to do. You're not going to ever have to fix the plumbing. You know, it just sits there and it works.
Yeah. Same thing with like a casino. You could just put a virtual slot machine there.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
Exactly. So I think if you can build and anything like mini games or even cities, right? I mean, if you look at some of the plots that the South Korean guys have built, and even outside of South Korea, they're so big and they're so joined up that people own square miles of land.
Yeah.
So you could easily make a city in there charge people to come into the city.
Yeah. Know? I mean, there's thousands, I think, of a virtual nightclub. Charge a cover charge to get into the virtual nightclub. There's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you could even be, you know, crafting your own in-game apparel that folks could wear, and then once you've, you know, I've stocked the shelves, they can buy a shirt if they want one that says Meta on it for their in-game and avatar.
And of course, the other one is the museum side of things, right? When NFTs take off, if you've got the Louvre of tiles and you charge not only to display the NFTs because you get all the foot traffic, but you also get a commission when they sell, I'm definitely opening a museum. You know, that something like that could work tremendously well, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So making money seems like a good thing, but it might be delayed a little bit because
when phase three, that's the question.
Let's just start it right now so that they can be ready.
Start the when phase three movement.
Yeah.
Hashtag when phase three. When phase two. We'll start our own movement. All right. I just changed the name of the name of this show. It's now when phase three.
Yeah. Get more clicks. For sure.
Right?
Yeah, more click. Win phase three.
Oh, there'll be some very angry, ardent supporters that do not like seeing that until they realize it's a gag.
Right.
Well, one thing that was kind of being anticipated and was one of the reasons for what we thought, well, we thought it was one of the reasons for the delay of phase two starting was the potential GoChain partnership. The cryptic tweet from Shane. Meta's talked about it on videos. I've talked about it in articles. We've talked about it on the podcast. Several confirmations from developers, from Shane himself, not straight out confirmations, but they were so obvious that they were confirmations. But a source close to this deal came out and said there's problems, that Earth 2 is maybe shopping around, or they're just a little gun shy. he doesn't know for sure. He just knows that nothing's happening right now, and they're not really communicating why. So there is, as I wrote in my article, problems in paradise or trouble in paradise. So Meta, what's your take on this?
Yeah, I've heard the same things, like sometimes from yourself, sometimes from other sources. And if that is the case, if there wasn't anything definite or 99% definite, and Shane's tweeting out something that relates to GoChain, unless we've all got the tweet wrong, unless it's something completely different. And I don't think it is, because when was it Nathaniel was last in Discord and someone mentioned about the tweet and he said, oh, I think you all know anyway, kind of thing. So yeah. He was kind of implying we've already solved that one and it is GoChain. So if they change that now, that's a concern for me. I mean, you don't start announcing things like GoChain or putting clues out there if you haven't even signed a deal, and you might end up going with a completely different blockchain, or you might not even go with blockchain at all. You know, you talked about this being a massive opportunity, but if they can't pull it off, then what, we just go to standard Essence and EPLs and forget it ever happened? Yeah. I don't know where that leaves us.
Yeah, and the source said he thinks they're looking for a cheaper version, and as my mom,
cheaper than GoChain, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can get cheaper, but like, what are they going to be able to do for you? Like my mom always said, you get what you pay for. So think if they try to go super cheap on this, they're making a massive mistake.
I think the real thing is that we simply don't know anything because of, again, the lack of explanation. And so chaos, rumor, you know, sexy story, cover page, extra, read all about it type stuff is what sells. You know, all we have to do is speculate basically like plane crash scenarios because we don't know anything. You know, I haven't heard shit for like 6 weeks. Oh, I'm not supposed to swear on this.
No, that's okay.
But yeah.
No, I agree, because I think even like sometimes it could be like, if it's not GoChain, like what is it? Because Shane's, not his most recent tweet, but one of his tweets had the cryptic message in it, like, have you solved it yet? And so it's like, okay, if it's not GoChain, what could it be? But
yeah, he wasn't talking about that. He was talking about the Anzac Day riddle.
The gold plate.
Oh,
yeah. But the day when I thought my Utah Mormon tiles were going to explode in value, possibly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet on the wrong gold plates.
But when you look at that tweet and you think, I know that he wants to keep things under his hat, right? He wants, from a competitive standpoint, I get it. From an NDA standpoint, I get it. There is no NDA that stops you from saying we've put a halt to the Essence rollout because we're looking at blockchain options.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's no NDA in the world that stops you from saying that. It doesn't name anybody.
Hell,
and everyone just goes, okay, cool. You know,
after Smurf is saying they're going to be implementing blockchain, so I mean, it's not like it's a big secret.
It's not a big secret, and it's just a little bit more of transparency of where. And then the next update says, look, we're still reviewing options. We've got two or three in the pipeline. Like, these things are not super cryptic, super secret that you have to hide them away. Just say that. I don't see the reason why you wouldn't just communicate or say nothing. You know, don't announce anything. And sometimes, you know, you'd rather have that. Maybe that's where we're at. Maybe that's my wish come true. Maybe he's just going to go, well, you know what? I'm not going to announce anything, and you can just have it when it lands. And then
what will we?
Content creators, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, what will we talk about? I mean, at least now he gives us something to bitch about.
This is true. Yeah.
Very true.
All right. So we've done enough complaining. Even though we love Earth 2. Let us make that clear. We love Earth 2. We want to
making this video,
succeed.
Right? So
I bought some Wimbledon tiles this morning.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere.
I keep getting people buying my property and I don't cash it out and I buy more. So right. I mean, don't confuse our criticism with hatred for Earth 2. We are passionate. We want it to succeed, and we're only pointing out things that we think will make it better. So please don't, like, someone criticized me the other day for not doing things for the community, which was the most laughable thing I've heard, because I give away stuff all the time for nothing.
Yeah,
anyway.
I think right now our content is a symptom of, you know, a waiting period, a slow bit in the news. And, you know, when we have more news to report on and there's, you know, more developments coming from Shane, the shows will probably be super enthusiastic.
Or we have resources and we can start number crunching and playing with things. I mean, just right now, all we have is buying and selling tiles and speculation.
Right.
And when you have speculation, you're going to speculate on bad things.
Yeah. And win Tokelau. Yeah.
All right. Fun time. 10 questions for Meta. We're going to make this a recurring theme, and Meta is our first victim. So,
can't wait.
All right. How many people in your close circle, family, friends, and colleagues know about your YouTube and Earth 2 activities?
I would say 7 or 8.
Okay.
Yeah. And not a massive amount. 7 or 8.
I'm assuming your wife knows.
She knows. Yeah. She didn't know straight away, though. I think I was at 1,000 subs before I told her.
Yeah. You gotta wait till you hit that monetization.
Wait, right.
How much did you spend on Earth 2 before you told her?
Not much. Maybe $600-$700.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
Yeah, so not too much.
Yeah. Okay. You mentioned when you got to 1,000 subscribers. Now you're past 2,500. We'll see how you answer this question. If it meant an extra 100 subscribers, would you record an episode in the nude?
Or 100.
Real ones.
I might lose 100 subscribers. Dude, my audience is 99.3% male. So I'm not sure how much they'd enjoy that content.
Answer the question, though. If it got you 100,
subs, right?
Would you do it?
So, yeah, I'd consider it. Yeah.
It's on the table. It's on the table.
I told Kangy. I said, Meta's a subs whore. He would do anything for 100 subs.
I translate into Korean. I go onto Korean YouTube channels and I comment and I point them to my channel. That's how committed I am to growing the channel.
Hey, that's awesome, though.
So, do what it takes, right?
Right. So that actually kind of leads to the next question. What is your ultimate goal in Earth 2?
Do you know what? I didn't set out with one. I must admit, I did not set out with one. I saw it back in January and I thought this is really, really cool. I had loads of questions, no answers really online because it was so new. So I thought, screw it. If I've got these questions, somebody else has got them as well. So I may as well start doing videos. So the goal for me, I don't see it as something I could give up work for, but that would be a goal, right? I mean, I would love in 5 years, and me and Hazy were talking about this a minute ago on chat, you know, if you could give up your job in 5 years' time and work with E2 related projects, I'm not talking flipping tiles, I'm talking things like E2 reviews, where you can actually start to build out services within the platform. I mean, that would be incredible to do. So that I'd love to, but also on the YouTube side of things, I would love to carry on grow the YouTube channel. If I could be the number one Earth 2 channel in a year's time and have 20, 50, however many thousand subs, to me, that would be a massive achievement as well. So, yeah, either of those two things.
Well, speaking of your YouTube channel, rumor is that you did YouTube videos in the past under the name Beta. Is this true or is this a lie?
This is a lie. I did have a YouTube channel before.
But it wasn't Beta?
It wasn't Beta.
Wasn't Earth 2 Beta?
No, it wasn't.
Disappointed.
Oh, that's a simple short one. Well, I want to continue on Snoke's question about goals in Earth 2. What do you think Earth 2 is actually going to be like when it's a playable game? What do you anticipate the actual gameplay would look like?
I can't move away from Ready Player One. I mean, right. that has to be or similar, right? That has to be the goal. I think the wait is going to be for things like the VR, the headset, whatever it might be, the full body. So, I mean, that's what I envision. But if I went 10 years into the future and I wasn't sat in a big reclining chair with a full body suit and a visor on, I'm going to be disappointed. Yeah, that's what I see in the future. Or naked with a visor on, either way.
Now you're getting into my 69 hotels.
That's how you get 1,000 subscribers for free, not 100.
So that's what I see. Do I think we'll get there in the short term? No, I think we'll end up with, if we can get close to like Grand Theft Auto, right? If we can get that, but in a world that we've built, I'll take that for now. You know, I don't expect hyper realistic humans, like you got that meta human thing, right? You've probably seen where they have the hyper realistic human faces and stuff. I don't expect that yet. But if we get Grand Theft in a city of our own building and we can walk around, interact, talk to people, that'd be
maybe like Second Life avatars, something
Something like that. I think that would be great.
So I didn't read these questions until just now, and my next question. Maybe I should have read these before, but why does your accent always sound so sexy?
Well, thank you.
The hard-hitting one.
That was a Twitter question. I had to ask.
Right.
I don't know. It's just the Queen's English, right? Hold on. My phone's ringing now.
Great for radio.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know. British people, we all sound the same. I don't know how I can answer that.
All right. So question number 7, do you think we'll be able to recreate monuments and cultural sites like the Colosseum and the Eiffel Tower after they wipe them all?
This is interesting. And I think we will. You might have to ask me that question again.
That's no problem.
Hold on. Let me put this do not disturb on. I thought I already had.
No worries, brother.
Yeah, this is the magic of, you know, not live radio, but
yeah.
But write
that time check down. How many minutes are we in? Write that number down.
Yeah.
No, Snoke, you know our TikTok.
Yep.
Yeah, there we go.
It's going to be a TikTok segment right here.
Right. Okay, we're good to go.
All right. So do you think we'll be able to recreate monuments and cultural sites like the Colosseum and Eiffel Tower? And I mean, even in England, like the Buckingham, do you think we'll be able to recreate that kind of thing?
Do you know what? I think, and this is a really interesting, and I actually looked into this because on my NFT video, so I did a video called What's an NFT? And one of the things that I discovered was that actually, although you don't think you can copyright buildings, and I'm sure it was someone at Dorkslayer that said, you know, there's no such thing as copyright on buildings. There absolutely is post 1990. So if the building was built after 1990, you cannot just recreate it without the license to do so. So I think what we'll see is companies that have incredibly high levels of details of buildings like the Eiffel Tower and landmarks that they'll sell potentially as an NFT or some sort of importable graphic, and then we'll be able to put them on. So I hope we do. I mean, that'd be great because I think, you know, all the different themes you could have, I'm sure there'll be an Egyptian city somewhere that's got recreations of the pyramids or whatever it might be and stuff like that. So I really hope we do, but I don't necessarily think that we'll be able to do it ourselves from a copyright perspective for some buildings. But somebody's going to make a lot of money recreating them. I've got no doubt about that.
Well, this question's a little less Earth 2 related, but equally hard hitting. British version of The Office or American version of The Office? What's your choice, Meta?
It's not even a choice. It's not the British one.
Boom!
Have you seen Ricky Gervais? Ricky Gervais is from about 20 miles away from where I live.
They're both incredible.
Yeah,
they're both great.
Yeah,
they're both brilliant series. Yeah.
You know, I'll be honest. I didn't even know they had a British one, so I'm gonna have to check that out.
You're joking.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Wow.
It's all right, Snoke. It won't take you long to get through because all British television shows are like 13 episodes scattered over 2 decades. It's incredibly. We make way too much television. The British folks leave you wanting much, much more than they give you.
Right.
Our Office was 3 seasons and I think about 8 episodes in each one. And that was it. They left it.
Christmas
the best
special.
Part, they just
stopped. Yeah. Right.
So the next question, yeah, have you visited any of your properties that you own in Earth 2 in real life?
I don't think so. I've never been on holiday to Liberia, for sure. Never been to Antarctica. Never been to Timor Leste. I own a 50 class 1 plot there, though. It's up for sale if anyone's interested. no, I don't think I have. I did think about buying my house. I mean, I think everyone did when you first create the account, right? You're like, oh, I'm going to buy my house. And then I thought, hold on a minute. This is public.
Right?
This is public information. Maybe I shouldn't buy my house. So my house is still for sale.
You know, I have actually bought properties before that I know if someone bought their house.
Six tiles.
Yeah. I'm like, why is the 6 random tiles in Fort Lauderdale? And it was a house.
Yeah.
Like, the person that bought this, it was their house. All right. Last question, and it's a doozy. I don't know if you can handle this one. This is my favorite one of the day. If you had to be stranded on an island for the rest of your life, with either Arya Realty or Randy Chavez, who would you choose?
That is a good question. That is a good question. You know what? I think it would have to be Randy. It would have to be Randy because I feel like I know Randy so much more than I know Arya. Because I watch Randy a lot. I watch a lot of his streams. I don't always comment on them, but I watch them a lot. Whenever he does a pre-recorded video, I watch. I consume every single piece of E2 content that I can, and I love watching Randy. I think he's got a really, really good energy to him. I think he'd be hilarious drunk. I'd love to. You know, one day. That is my hope, that one day we can just all get together and have a massive piss up in the real world. You know, I don't want to get virtually drunk. I want to get actually drunk.
Yeah, for sure.
That would be awesome. So that, have like an Earth 2 summit or something.
I think
it would be Randy for sure.
I'm a huge fan of, you know, I like talking to both of them, but I think Randy's optimism would and enthusiasm would carry him. That would be my choice because.
But then you'd have to listen to him sing. I don't know. That might
be
a deal
breaker.
This is
like a survival scenario to me. I need Randy's sunshiny optimism.
True. He is always optimistic. Like a doggy or Bitcoin could go down to $10. He'd be like, to the moon.
To buy an opportunity. It is a buying opportunity. Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
Meta. Tell us what you'd like to promote before we wrap this up.
What I would like to promote. I don't have anything to promote other than these fantastic merchandise that's available on my store, my YouTube channel, tiles that I've got available for sale. But I would never try and push those on a video. So
okay. You know. Well, we will at least link your YouTube channel, but I'm not linking your merch store until you give me a coffee cup.
Okay, we'll see what I can do. I'll see what
you
I can
give
do.
Me a coffee cup and then I'll link it.
I sent a load of coffee cups to the fake news guys, but they haven't received them yet. So I don't know. They really wanted some merch. So
yeah. Cool. All right, Smoke, what do you have to wrap us up with?
I think made it for joining this podcast with us, and you know, look forward to the next time we talk again.
Nice, man. Appreciate it.
Angie?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just fixated on the part where Meta said that we're gonna get drunk together in real life.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So I'll fly across the pond. I'll meet you at St. James. So
yeah,
I mean, I'm just excited about that. That's all I got.
That is true.
All right, Meta. Well, we appreciate having you on. We'll have you on again in a month or two, like always. So this has been the My Name is Human Earth2.io podcast brought to you by MyNameIsHumanPod.com. Make sure you check it out. Oh, we do have a giveaway going through the – I almost forgot. You guys can remind me. We do have a giveaway going through the end of the month. I will link the article talking about there's like 15 different ways to enter. Commenting on this video that we post will be one of the ways. So that I will add that to the content. Yes, like, subscribe, but comment most of all. That's how we're going to be an entry for the giveaway. We thank you for our numbers have been growing pretty quickly. We did get a boost from the Meta pimping us out. So thank you, Meta, for that.
Yes, thank you.
And so that's all I got to say. So until next time, Hazy out.
Hangy out.
No count.
Meta out.
Meta out.